presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Marginal Revolution, February 5th, 11:13 America, New York, Sunday. Assorted links. 1. Colombian judge uses ChatGPT to make a court decision. And use ChatGPT on your own PDFS, breakthroughs every day, people. And how to build LLM apps that are more factual. And more on Bing, ChatGPT integration.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
February 5th, 11:08 America, New York, Supply versus Quantity Supplied, Housing Edition. I've never been accused of being hesitant to nitpick, and if anyone ever did make that accusation, I'd nitpick it apart. But sometimes what seems like a nitpick is actually an important point.
Daily FX Market News.
February 5th, 11 o'clock America, New York, Markets Week Ahead, NASDAQ 100, Dow Jones, US Dollar, Gold, Jerome Powell, RBA. The NASDAQ 100 and Dow Jones reversed lower after a blowout jobs report last week. The US dollar rallied at the expense of gold. All eyes turned to FedSpeak, the RBA rate decision and Canadian employment figures.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
February 5th, 10:19 America, New York. How to reduce your email mess and stress. Heed these productivity-boosting tech tips for Gmail and Outlook users.
Global Economy.
February 5th, 10 o'clock America, New York. Did the UK economy dodge a recession last year? Market questions as the FT's guide to the week ahead.
Global Economy.
February 5th, 9:53 America, New York. How the spy balloon popped a US-China rapprochement. Relations between Washington and Beijing remain trapped in a downward spiral.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
February 5th, 9 o'clock America, New York. When does Elon Musk sleep? Billionaire speaks of limits to fixing Twitter and his back pain. At Tesla trial and in tweets, the executive gives a glimpse into his personal challenges.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
February 5th, 8:03 America, New York. Sunk costs and the Tuck rule. Play the hand you're dealt. This morning I rewatched a fun ESPN 30 for 30 inches show about the Tuck rule and the role it played in the New England Patriots, aka the New England Economists. According to my University of Western Ontario mentor, economist John Palmer, 2002 playoff victory over the Oakland Raiders.
Global Economy.
February 5th, 7 o'clock America, New York. A bipolar currency regime will replace the dollar's exorbitant privilege. The greenback is bound sooner or later to feel the effects of intensifying geopolitical rivalry between the US and China.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
February 5th, 5:30 America, New York. Banks borrow unsecured cash at record clip. Activity in Fed funds, used by banks and government-backed lenders to exchange cash reserves parked at the Fed, surged throughout the past year when the central bank raised interest rates at the fastest pace in decades. New York Times Business.
February 5th, 5 o'clock America, New York, the blurred lines between Goldman CEO's day job and his DJ gig. David Solomon brushes off DJing as a minor hobby that has little to do with his work at the bank, but his activities may pose potential conflicts of interest.
Digital Finance.
February 5th, 5 o'clock America, New York, Year of the Rabbit Preview, Web 3, Dig Fin Salon. The big questions for Web 3 in the Year of the Rabbit, discussed with BIS, Fidelity and OKX. The post-Year of the Rabbit Preview, Web 3, Dig Fin Salon appeared first on Digital Finance.
Marginal Revolution. February 5th, 2:59 America, New York, Haiti Fact of the Day. Around 7 in 10 people in Haiti back proposed creation of an international force to help the national police fight violence from armed gangs who have expanded their territory since the 2021 assassination of President Jovenel Moïse, according to a survey carried out in January.
Marginal Revolution.
February 5th, 1:10 America, New York, The Final Collapse of CAPM? The key purpose of corporate finance is to provide methods to compute the value of projects. The baseline textbook recommendation is to use the present value, PV, formula of expected cash flows, with a discount rate based on the CAPM.
BBC News Business.
February 4th, 2044 America, New York, Farewell Radiators? Testing out electric infrared wallpaper. Pilots are being run around the UK to see if electric wallpaper could be an efficient way to heat homes.
BBC News Business.
February 4th, 1909 America, New York, energy firms given Tuesday deadline for prepayment meter action. Business Secretary Grant Shapps said energy firms need to refocus their efforts on customers who had prepayment meters forcibly installed.
New York Times Business, February 4, 1417 America, New York, Bob Bourne, who brought marshmallow peeps to the masses, dies at 98. By mechanizing and greatly expanding production, he made the gooey yellow chicks an Easter favorite and a pop culture phenomenon. Thanks to mass production equipment designed by Bob Bourne, the marshmallow candies known as peeps have become a fixture of Easter baskets nationwide. New York Times Business,
February 4, 1358 America, New York, Disney World workers reject contract offer. Unions that represent about 32,000 full-time workers said the vote was overwhelmingly against the proposal, which have raised pay by at least $1 an hour per year. The Magic Kingdom Park at Disney World in Florida.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
February 4, 1305 America, New York, charity isn't an option with socialism. Over the last two decades, socialism has been galloping into the mainstream of policymaking and youth culture. College students flirt with the idea so much that almost 40% show some form of positive bias toward socialism.
BBC News Business.
February 4, 1214 America, New York, courts waved through warrants for prepayment meter fitting. Magistrates told it is irrational not to grant applications by energy suppliers, leaked document shows.